So Gary Mackay served as a rifle platoon commander in Vietnam in 1971 and was awarded the Military Cross for his gallantry during the Battle of Nui Lai. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm sure he'll tell me if I have got it wrong. Gary Mackay joins us to have a chat about a book that he's written about his experiences. Gary, how you doing?
Good, thanks, Andrew.
Did I pronounce the battle correctly?
Yeah, Nui Lai.
Nui Lai. Hey, Gary, the book is called After the Blood Cools, The Warrior's Dilemma. Is going to war just the beginning of a soldier's journey?
Absolutely. It's the experience of war stays with you well after. Those things that happen to you on the battlefield, I was going to say they're burnt into your memory banks, but probably the word seared is better. It's over 50 years since I was in battle in Vietnam, and it's as if it was yesterday.
Gary, when you write a book like this, does it dredge up good and bad memories for you?
Absolutely. When I was writing this book, there are a couple of times I've got an office underneath the main part of our house, which my wife adoringly calls the cave, and that's when I'm banished to do my writing. And there were a couple of times, especially when I was peeling the onion back, it took me a while to settle down when I came back out of the cave, because it does, it just turns everything over.
Gary, can I ask, you were only 20 when you went off to Vietnam. Were there times when you were there and whatever was happening, you sat down and thought to yourself, my goodness, I never expected that I would be in a situation like this?
I got drafted at 20, and I actually served my first year of national service at Singleton.
Oh, okay. So nice and close to us here, yeah.
Oh, well, I was kept there because I was a pretty good rugby player in my day. And I was the captain of the Singleton Army rugby team. And as soon as we won the grand final, they booted me out.
Some reward?
Yes, sent me off to war. Even though we were very well trained in the Australian Army, and we still are, the confrontation on the battlefield really does hit you between the eyes. It's in a training environment, you can only replicate so much for safety reasons.
Yeah.
But as some of the older soldiers would say, on the two-way range, it gets a whole lot different. And I think the biggest shock for me, once I did get into real firefights, was the noise. It was unbelievable.
Gary, can the average person really understand what a soldier's experience is like?
Well, I hope that when they read After the Blood Cools, that they'll get a better understanding. You know, you and I have probably heard people say, oh, my grandfather was in World War One or World War Two, and he fought in North Africa or in somewhere on the Western Front, wherever.
Yeah.
But he never talks about it. And the reason is that if you're just trying to have a conversation with someone who hasn't been trained for combat or who has never served in green baggy skin or whatever, it is difficult to explain.
How does that feel for you, Gary, as a soldier, when you can't really talk to the average person about it? You know, everybody, when they have a problem, it's a great idea to be able to share it. If you're a soldier and you can't talk to somebody, it must feel hard to bottle all that stuff up.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's probably one of the reasons, after I wrote my autobiography, In Good Company, back in 1987, I think it's why I continued to write, because what I did was I did a lot of oral history. So I interviewed hundreds of people who'd been to war, and I put their story on the page so that would give them a voice.
Gary, I've just one last question for you. How do you feel in this day and age when we still see countries sending their young men off to war like we've seen in Russia and Ukraine?
I think it's very sad. We're not learning from history. And and Mr. Putin is going to find that those Ukrainians who are now fighting for their homeland are going to be a different kettle of fish to a training exercise.
Not too dissimilar to Vietnam, perhaps?
Exactly.
Seems to be a regular mistake by a lot of politicians around the world, unfortunately. They never seem to learn from these sorts of things. Gary, I'd love them to be able to read your book as much as I'm looking forward to checking out After the Blood Cools, The Warrior's Dilemma. Gary Mackay, thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Thanks, Andrew.